Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm Jay. Just Jay.
Just Jay.
The real Jay.
Try to hold the microphone in one position.
Sorry.
You psycho.
I'm trying to get my phone out because I want to pull up this flyer.
A flyer?
Yes.
A flyer?
And I'm trying to also reposition my headphones so I can hear you.
Because we're still in Ronald McDonald's studio.
And if my cord isn't facing the sun just right.
You know, you've had that broken pair of headphones for 2.5 years now. And we keep saying that we're going to get you a new one.
And then anytime when we're done recording for the day, I just
turn off and just forget it.
Yeah. Until I show up again the next day. And I'm like, man, I really need headphones every week.
Every week.
So, yes.
So, special announcement. This was actually your idea. So, why don't you announce it?
Was it my idea?
Yes.
I mean, not really. We both had the idea. It's been lingering in our
minds. Sure, but no, this was your push.
Okay. Well, Cryptids of the Corn presents in 2024, October 5th, in Ada, Ohio, the first annual Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Woo!
We are throwing together Northwest Ohio's first, well, at least in our hometown, probably our first ever Bigfoot event.
Yeah, there's been some small stuff and then like some more paranormal stuff. like Toledo used to have the Toledo like paranormal conference or whatever.
Right.
But that was, you know, this is specifically a Bigfoot event. We already got some really amazing speakers lined up for 4 days of planning as of recording this. It's really come together.
Yeah, we, like I said, it's like the idea has always just been there. Like it was going to happen.
Yeah, and
then we just spoke it.
You made the comment. So we were talking a couple days, like literally as of recording this a couple days ago. And we were talking about all the events we love. And you've been, this has been your passion, though, about bringing one back to Ada.
We need to.
Well, because it's the town, right? We don't really have a lot of our community switching age generations right now.
Right.
So a lot of the stuff that, and this is nothing against anybody, a lot of the stuff that the older generation was doing, now that they are getting too old to run these things, they're just kind of not going anywhere.
Right.
A lot of our festivals and stuff have fallen apart.
That's true.
And it's not anybody's one fault. It's just that there's a generational gap.
Well, it's not, it doesn't have the buzz it had as when we were kids growing up.
That's what I'm saying, is that it's a different thing.
Yeah, it's just not the same. Like, a lot of the stuff's changed, and it's just watered down a little bit. It's just like everyone's gotten used to it. And, you know, nothing new has kept it fresh.
So this is definitely going to be amazing.
Fresh.
The Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree. Facebook page, the event page, and all of those links are down below. There will be tickets and speakers. So it's going to be at the Ada Bowling Alley.
Yep, Nor Ada Lanes.
Nor Ada Lanes. I always say the Ada Bowling Alley, even though it's Nor Ada Lanes. And, you know, if anybody's wondering why it's called Nor Ada, it's north of Ada.
Correct. It's been that name since the 50s. Since it's,
how old is the bowling alley? Because you guys have owned it for, what, 20-ish years?
21 years. And this summer will be 21 years.
How old is it, though?
It's built in the late 50s.
Yeah. That's about when a lot of Ada actually cropped up. Because that's the game club.
50s?
It was the 50s. And a lot of the modern Ada buildings were like between the 40s and the 50s.
Nice. Yeah.
It must have been insurgents of people.
It must have been something. Maybe the college is blooming.
Whoever survived World War II.
Pretty much, yeah. They came back and like, hey, let's build here.
Let's bowl.
Everyone from Kentucky showed up in Ada.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. All of our ancestors are from Kentucky. All
the
Englands. All of them.
All the Englands are from Kentucky.
I just think our whole town.
So we have some, we're going to announce some stuff today, and you'll watch the Facebook page. We'll add sprinkle stuff.
We're going to slow drip you, baby birds, some information. We'll feed you.
But we'll announce some of the vendors today.
That was your line, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, baby bird. I'll feed you.
Exactly.
Or I call you baby girl, too. Somebody needs to make a baby girl shirt.
We're not talking about that this episode.
But just a reminder, the t-shirt contest is still going on, everybody. Go make us a baby girl shirt. And that one may skip the contest and go right onto the website.
Yeah, go ahead and make one and watch it get voted down.
Yeah.
By me.
I was going to say, I think I have more of the technological power than you do.
Just pour water on it. I'll just pour water on all your stuff. And you can't do it.
Half of it's your stuff.
I know, but it stops the shirt.
Temporarily.
Oh, man.
Anyways. No, so we're going to have speakers inside the bowling alley. We're going to have around 60 to 70 tickets available for speakers. Patreon members, they'll get Patreon first, and paid member space. They'll get the first crack at the tickets. You know, they'll get about a week of getting tickets, which is probably live by the time you guys are hearing this. So Patreon members, make sure you go out and check that out. And then everybody else, the link will be posted on the Facebook page. It'll be posted on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be done through cryptsofthecorn.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions, there's a whole tab that's going to explain the Bigfoot Jamboree, the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, the speakers lineup, the vendors as we get confirmations and stuff like that.
Right.
It came together really fast, and I think it's because, first off, we love the community. And we have so many friends in this community.
Yeah.
That
immediately jumped on board and was supportive.
Yeah, really supportive.
Yeah. So it's really awesome and nice. And
we have friends that are like, oh, yeah, we'll sponsor and stuff like that. Like, not even like, give us two tables and we'll sponsor. You know, just tell us how much money to send you.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're ready for that.
Yeah. It will be. So the vendors area, I was saying, will be outside in the grass lot next to the bowling alley.
Right, right.
It will be free to the public.
Yep.
The only thing that's paid for the person to come see is the speakers.
Correct.
And that's to pay, you know, help pay for stuff for the speakers. We're trying to get everybody hotel rooms and
right, take care of their expenses and just getting them there, so that way you guys can experience a lot of their talks. And some of them are debuting some presentations.
And I will announce. So
stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm going to announce her today as one of our main speakers, but I'm not going to say what she's speaking on.
Yeah, that's fine.
But no, so the vending area, and well, I got the thing next to me of some of the vendors that have already agreed to come.
Gotcha.
And stuff like that. But yeah, come out, hang out with the family. Any of our Ohio people, especially, you know, I know we're going to get a lot of people from out of state because we love you guys and you guys support us so much. But especially our Ohio people, you know, we're trying to bring something back to our part of Ohio. Like the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival is the biggest one in the country.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the state.
He does such an amazing job, but it's on the other side of the state. And we all still go. I mean, how many Ada people, Finley people are down there?
Still end up there, yeah.
Yeah, because it's awesome. But it's 2.5 hours away, and that's the closest one.
Right, yeah, I know.
That's the closest any kind of conference.
Yeah.
Frogman's 3 hours-ish. Because it's once you get off the highway, it's just all the back roads.
Right, yeah, around the rivers and whatnot.
And then the Michigan ones are 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so it's like our...
The ones that are still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like all of our part of Ohio has been not abandoned by any of this stuff. Just we haven't had anything
for barren.
Them. Yeah. So we have tons of people. Obviously, we have tons and tons of Bigfoot sightings. You guys have listened to the show for long enough that you know like that's Mr. E had his Bigfoot encounter right there.
Right there.
I think... We'll see. We're at the end. The speaker schedule's not out yet. The last hour, though, is going to be devoted to encounters and stuff like that. If anybody in the audience had an encounter, I'm going to try to work on getting some of our past interviewees on stage just to kind of share maybe
their encounters.
A short version.
Yeah.
That way, you know, it helps people because when you see somebody come up and talk, you know, it helps.
Makes you more comfortable doing it yourself.
And I believe a literal giant will be running that.
Yes.
The Appalachian Giant.
Correct.
So, I get speaker tickets, I believe, are $15 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to remember. Yeah, we wanted everything to be affordable.
Right. And the big thing, biggest thing from this, I mean, we want to bring Sasquatch to our community, but or Bigfoot in a way to educate people, you know, that are a little... either curious about learning about Bigfoot, skeptics that don't believe but still, you know, enjoy the subject matter. But every speaker is going to bring something to the table, like to learn from either their experiences of the field and the, you know, their experiences in filming or, you know, documenting, collecting evidence, a whole bunch of people with a lot of experience, that's just really beneficial and educational for anyone that either already enjoys Bigfoot or anyone that wants to learn. So that's the, on the speaker side of it. I'm really excited, like the people we got already.
I can't believe they agreed.
And such short notice.
Yeah, because it was like, oh yeah, we'd love to do that for you guys.
And I'm telling you, like, it's an exciting lineup already.
And like, they're all people we picked, right?
Yeah.
Everybody on this list you'll hear, and like, it's all people we love.
Right, yeah.
Whether doing this, you know, some of the, I don't know, just these are all amazing, great people that have we've really fallen in love with over the last couple years of doing all this stuff.
Jeez, get a room already.
I'm really emotional. I've been trapped up here.
You need an outlet.
I need an outlet.
Just cry.
No, so I do want to. We'll announce one speaker, and then I'm going to thank our two sponsors we have so far.
Okay.
And if anyone's a sponsor, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, that makes it better.
Oh, heck yeah, it will.
Because we're not going to make any money off of this.
No.
It's pretty much just putting it right back into the event to make it as best as possible.
Right, absolutely.
So B Mills.
B Mills is going to be our first announced speaker of
She's
this.
The first announced speaker.
Yes. So like we mentioned her earlier, B Mills runs the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival and the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Conference.
Yes, yes. She's been Bigfooter of the Year 2 times in a row. The only woman ever
to be Bigfoot. What is Bigfooter of the Year?
It's a prestigious award in the Bigfoot community. It's, you know, dedicated research service. Like it's a really really high end award to
right.
be Bigfooter of the Year. Takes a lot.
It's a big deal.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I believe there's 30 or 40 years it's been going on, something like that. I may be off. Nobody quote me on Bigfoot of the Year. Jeremiah, if you're listening to this, he'll know.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Society podcast. Anyways, but she's the only woman ever, and she deserves it.
Yeah.
Her and her crew, they work so hard. She's so intelligent. She's so much fun. She's so passionate.
Yeah.
B is, if you ever, you'll go, you guys to come to this, you'll get to meet B. She is just full of life.
B Mills.
Respect for nature, all, you know, she's just all of it, you know. So she's our first announced speaker.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah, so we'll announce the other ones as it comes along.
And to add to that, she is also giving a presentation on one she has not given before.
A brand new presentation.
So she's
this will be the debut of a brand new presentation.
Yeah. At the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree in Ada, Ohio, October 5th.
The more you say it, the more it just sounds like a grandiose thing.
It is grandiose.
I think it's going to be.
Is grandiose good?
Yes, yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I guess you could use it as a bad term.
I was going to say, can it be like kind of sarcastic if you use it? I guess you could use it sarcastically.
Like a grandiose disaster?
You can use anything sarcastically.
I think that's the only way it'd be bad if you preface it with another word right after.
Okay.
Like a grandiose disaster.
Wait, did you say big? Did you say preface it with a word right after?
I know.
I guess if you're...
Well, somebody lost mic privileges for a minute.
Hey. I mean, I guess if you're standing on your head looking at it, you're right.
Australians. We have a lot of Australian listeners.
Ah, there we go. You're reaching out to them.
Yes, I talking their language.
Across the pond, the other pond.
Down under.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so thank you, B, so much for agreeing to do this. Yeah, so we're just super excited. You know, she was one of the first ones we reached out to because we have a lot of respect for B, and B does.
Oh yeah,
like I said, the biggest conference in the country.
Oh yeah, and B took. Remember when we went down to Hocken Hills?
And she about killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, B took us. We got there what, like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we're sharing stories. Yeah, no, it was later than that.
Later than that.
Pouring rain. Set up the tent in the rain.
Yeah, just know it was dark. Yeah, and she's like, "You want to go for a little hike to this cool cave?"
And I'm like.
Little hike?
Well, I was like, I got a bad knee. That was closer to when I just quit being a biologist,
too. Right.
So it was, you know, it's healed up some now.
But it still was bad.
But then it was like, really, like I was still swelling up, or, you know, everyone's like, I'm like, I got a bad knee. Like, is it, like, going to be too bad of a hike or whatever? She's like, oh, no, it'll be fine. The kids do this all the time. So we get down, and we go down. And I'm like, okay, you know, is it soon? She's like, yeah, right around the corner. Down. The down's not bad, everybody. And our listeners didn't have a bad knee, they know. It's the me going, I gotta back get out of here.
Yeah.
And then we get to the end, and she's like, well, let's go into the cave. And it's pretty much, it's not a 90-degree angle, but it's pretty close to like a 90-degree angle slide into the cave.
Yeah.
Like, are we gonna get out of here?
But it was awesome once you got in there.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, with Mike and his cigarette smoke going through the grid square looking like a ghost.
Yeah, it did look like an apparition in there.
Yeah, that was cool. No, it's super. And Les, I believe Les came down with us too.
Yeah, Les O'Dell.
Yeah, Mike Hartman.
Hartman.
And then B Mills. Oh, that's a great crew right there.
That it was, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, and us.
And yeah, I had no idea.
May have been drunk.
That was the Ohio Bigfoot Conference.
Yes, yeah, her charity event she puts on.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so B is our first announced speaker. Be on the lookout. We'll sprinkle them out through the season. October 5th. Be there. Be square. Be there, please. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There.
But get on the Facebook page and on the there's a Facebook page and a Facebook event. If you want to see the speaker announcements, vendor announcements, all that, go to the page also. But yeah, I want to thank our two sponsors we have confirmed so far. Big one, you already mentioned, Flavors of the Forest.
Yep, Flavors of the Forest.
They're doing like the art. They're doing the T-shirts for the event, and the T-shirts will be a pre-buy situation. So you got to pre-pay for the T-shirts. We'll order them and give them to you there.
Gotcha. That kind of thing. Okay.
And I'll have some extra. I just don't want to have to fork up, you know, $600-$700 to have a bunch of extra T-shirts.
Yeah.
But that way, you know, they'll be prepaid.
Right. Yeah. We already know.
Yeah. So be on the lookout. Go to the Facebook page for that also, for the form for that. And that'll be open for a couple months because it'll take me about a month to get them to the thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, Flavors of Force, they're doing all the art for it. I know Nelson is coming. I don't know if Matt's coming.
I hope he does, but if he doesn't.
I love them both to come.
Yeah, that'd be great. Have them both there.
Yeah. And they'll have a booth set up and they're going to, you know, sponsor the event. Nelson's going to do some crazy stuff he doesn't even know he's agreed to yet.
That's awesome.
I'm going to make him judge the Sasquatch calling contest.
Oh, all right.
He's listening to this. This is Matt. Hey, just so you, not Matt. Nelson, just so you know, oh, if you're both there, I'll make you both do it. You're judging the Sasquatch calling contest for the kids and the adults.
See?
Thank you.
You're learning this as soon as I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, but yeah, so thank you guys for sponsoring. These guys are great. They're official sponsors on the podcast. So much fun. This next one was one of the first people being her are the two people we asked, like, right off the gate. And she not only wanted spots, she was like, hey, put us down for a sponsorship. You know, here's X, you know, so awesome. Jess from Broken Branch Design.
Yep.
Jess and her family, we absolutely love to death. They're some of the best, realest people you'll meet. Great stuff.
I think they were the first people we ever met at a conference ever.
They were there with David, right? Because it was the first year at Ohio Bigfoot.
Yes.
It was her and David.
But I think, didn't we meet her first out at the shuffleboard courts with her mom and dad?
Yes. So you're 100% right.
I think we met them first. Yeah.
Yes. And just hit it off. And we fell in love with her family ever since. Like, they're just
cool people.
Great. Their brother does the designs.
Yep.
Their kids, you know, everybody, the whole family is great. And I hope they could all come up.
And Jess is the one that puts on Encounter Quest.
Yes. Jess and Kim.
Jess and Cam, yep. So if you have seen that video on our Facebook page from Encounter Quest, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, so Encounter Quest, Ohio Bigfoot, you know, no, sorry, Hocking Hills Bigfoot.
Yes.
Some of our favorite events we do. Some of our favorite events we do is Hocking Hills and Encounter Quest. And both of those people that run those will be there, and they're helping us. And they've been so already just like, hey, any questions, you know, just ask.
And it's nice, you know, that's probably two of the most well-ran conferences we've ever attended.
Yeah, I mean, just so much fun.
Just out of the park. Good to everybody, all the vendors and everything. Just a wonderful experience being there at both of those. So it's nice to have them in our on our side to help us do this.
So, yep, that's she's our first. So those are our two sponsors. We have one speaker now. We have some big names, and I'm not going to name them yet, but we have some big podcast names that maybe coming to hang out with you guys.
So stay tuned for those announcements.
Also, this isn't in full stone yet, but for the tickets, we're going to try to do a Friday night special too. So the speaker tickets.
Yeah.
We'll get you into the Friday night hangout.
And the Friday night hangout may have something pretty dang special
as
well.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but we cannot announce that yet. That's going to be another thing that's coming later.
Yeah. If that all falls into pieces, like falls together, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be... The people that get tickets to this thing
are going to have their minds blown.
It's such a special event. Yep. We are so blessed to have so many great friends in this field.
Yeah.
That were like, yeah, let's just do this at your event. Let's, like, here you go.
Yep.
Here's this, you know?
And just, it makes me feel pretty good, or both of us, I'm sure you too, that we get to kind of present this to people, like in our hometown, like our own area.
Yeah. And it's,
like, giving you guys are going to get access to something that early that no one else. It's going to be able to.
Exactly.
Very select few.
And then Sherwin's, I'm going to announce the two local guys that we have confirmed.
Okay.
That are literally, one's in our town, one's 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Sherwin Sketches.
Sherwin's awesome.
Sherwin Media fired back a message like, I'll be there. Yep. Give me a spot. Here's some money.
He said he was going to give me his hat.
Yeah. He'll say that on air. No, Sherwin Sketches. I have tons of his art hanging up in our house.
Yep.
The
Groot Slang
just made it into the changing room.
Nice.
So, yeah, there we go. So
the
yeah.
changing room. The hallway?
Yeah. Alex is... It's not really a hallway, though, right?
I mean, what else would it be? It's not really a room.
It has four door frames. There used to be doors on it.
I know, but that's where... That's because... That's from other rooms going into the hallway.
It's like 8 foot long and 3 foot wide. It's not like a hallway. It's like a closet that connects the house.
I know. I'd call it a hallway.
That's I don't think so. A hallway is long and narrow.
8 foot by three. That's long and narrow.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyways, Alex's clay shop.
Yeah.
So any of our Patreon members, anybody that's ever got a mini J figurine, she's the one that makes them all.
Yeah.
If you got a J clone, and which I just had to order a bunch because I just realized it's June next month.
This will be her first time ever vending at a event with debuting the J clones and the cryptid. The cryptid creature she makes.
Yes, and I know she's doing tons and tons of
Am I allowed to say that? Is that, like, copyrighted?
No, we Cryptid Creatures Podcast. Check them out.
Yeah. She makes cryptid figurines. There we go.
There you go. No, yeah, Cryptid Creatures Podcast. Great guys. Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah, check them out.
There you go. You're fine now. You give them a shout out.
Pew!
Not copyright infringement.
Okay, good.
No, so yeah, super awesome. Do you want me to keep announcing people or the ones I have?
Like for vendors?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to line up a loaded... Awesome vendors with awesome art and stuff. Most, you know, just
tons of cool t-shirts, some of our favorite people. And then we asked a bunch of people, and that, you know, obviously there's tons of events going on in the country, so not everybody could come.
Right.
So just because you don't hear them on the list or see them as a vendor doesn't mean that we don't love them.
Right. Absolutely.
But, like, Bally Raven, David, Zach, you know,
Michael,
John Turley, Cryptid Comforts, Cryptid Clyde, and Holly Who.
Yeah.
All have events that weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's already, you know, that's fine. We're getting a little bit of a late start.
But and that's for people that attend these conferences often, that know the people. But
they're friends of ours that we just, yeah, you know, we love them.
Want to give them their time to shine. But we're inviting people that have awesome stuff, you know? And so it's going to be well worth going there and just seeing what they've got.
The vending area is going to be awesome. Like, it's stuff that I bought stuff
from all these
people.
Yeah.
It's all hanging up in my house. It's not like, not saying anything about anybody's stuff. But like,
no, it's just stuff we like.
Yeah. It's stuff that I think really pertains
to the test.
Yeah. To the UFO, Bigfoot, goat, you know, all that stuff. It's cool merchandise for that stuff.
Yeah.
High quality stuff.
So yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's not a long ways away. It'll be here before we know it. But October 5th, bring the family. There's going to be we're going to have food. Vendors, possibly music. I talked to Joe about that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. So, because he said he wouldn't mind performing, playing a little guitar.
Joe. Oh, Jojo.
He's
filming, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a man of jack of all trades.
So I was thinking about doing that too, is inviting
master of many,
several different musicians.
Yeah.
So that way nobody's sitting there for 8 hours. Right. To play. Yeah. But if Joe wanted to do it, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, cool little set up.
I think we'll do it in the shack.
Yeah, I think so.
On that patio.
I think so, yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
We'll figure out, though. We'll find out.
Put them all in rocking chairs.
Be cool, yeah.
Maybe we could let them borrow the lawn chair documentary set.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I wonder if Nana's Camaro could do a little laid-back set.
As long as they'll do it for free.
I think they will.
Okay.
Or pretty cheap.
Free.
We'll give them... Oh, yeah, the Bowling Alley sponsor. Ooh, the Bowling Alley might be able to sponsor some bands.
I think they're doing a lot already, aren't they?
But it's a little more.
No, so it's super exciting. We're super, super jacked for this. We've talked about doing this forever.
But it's going to happen.
There's a date set. People are paid.
It's going to be the...
Things are scheduled.
It's going to be the funnest Bigfoot event in Northwest Ohio. I guarantee it.
Yeah, you can't say Ohio because there's...
Oh, there's a lot in Ohio.
There's some big competition.
No, Northwest Ohio. I'm being very specific.
I'll just go West Ohio.
Yeah, Western, Northwest, West Ohio, and Hardin County. Guarantee the biggest, bestest.
I think there's 19 Bigfoot conferences in Ohio and only one on the West side.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because if you look at it, you know, as far as all the state forest, all of...
Yeah, it's
you know,
down it's there.
All, it's all on the
East Coast, side. Southeast. Yeah.
So, like, the Northeast corner has tons of them.
Yeah.
And that's great, but they have a lot more community for it.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think I'm going to break out my giant Bigfoot cutout for the road sign.
Oh, yeah. We got to.
And we'll make a sign that says Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree and maybe put him in my straw hat.
Yeah. We'll have to. We'll deck out that whole yard for months in advance.
Yeah. That way people know.
Yeah.
It's coming. Anything really else to add for that stuff of it? I do want to say, if you want to be a sponsor, shoot us an email, cryptsofthecornpodcast@gmail.com. We kind of talked about some of the levels for that stuff, but if you're interested, if you're a business or whatever, you just want your name on stuff, it'll be on the big, like, we're going to get a big, obviously we'll get a big photo banner made or something like that, and that'll be on there. You know, the sponsors will all be on there. Whatever, you know, if you just want to kick some money towards it, we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like I said, me and Jay aren't going to make any money off of this. You know, it's pretty much just doing it because we want to bring something
to the community.
To the community and have fun.
Yeah, just hopefully it's a reoccurring thing.
I like you said, it's the first annual.
Yeah, first annual. The debut.
So if you want to be a vendor, reach out to us. By the time you hear this, I don't know how many spots are available. We're limiting spots. Just that way we make sure everybody, you know, all these vendors that are coming from North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, you know, that they sell enough to make their money back.
Right, absolutely.
That's the goal.
Absolutely.
You know, they're you know, but so we're, I think we're limited to, well, we're limited to a number, but we'll get there.
I just seen a typo on the old flyer.
No, you didn't.
There's one typo. It's not really a typo. You didn't spell nothing wrong.
I didn't do anything with that.
Oh, no. Who was it?
Emily and a guy in India.
Oh, Emily. She put down the wrong zip code. For the address for the bowling alley.
What is it?
It's 45810 is our zip code.
What's on there?
45820.
Oh, we have to change it, don't we?
Yep.
Okay.
That's all right, though.
All right. Well, I'm glad you announced that on air.
Yep. Well, you know what? We're keeping it raw. We're keeping it real right here.
All right. Anything else to add, or are we good?
I think that's a good start to it. Be on the lookout. We're going to be, like we said, we're going to be announcing all sorts of information about this event, like the special event on Friday night. Once that's fully in the etched in stone, we'll announce that. The speakers list will slowly leak that out. And then any other special guests we have that will be visiting there, we're going to let you know slowly. So everything we add, any event we add, any activity, we'll just slowly release all the information. But basically right now, we're just getting this thing started. It's well underway. Like, the ball is definitely started rolling. So I think closer and closer it gets, we're going to have a lot more and more information to drip out to you guys. So be on the lookout. Stay in touch with the event. Stay in touch with us about it if you have questions. And if you're even close to the area, make plans. Come see us. Come to the event. It's going to be fun.
All right, guys. I've been the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I've been Jay.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.